Hi, friends.
Hi.
How's it going?
Happy Thursday.
We are so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay.
I am, it has been a day. So I get in earlier than Caroline. Doesn't mean that you're not working. You're doing a bunch of
later.
Other things. This time at work, it was a lot because my computer wasn't working.
Yeah, that's a huge issue because our day depends on our computers. If we can't access our computer,
and
it's not as simple as just logging onto other computers because there's certain computers that only work for certain people, security issues, all this stuff.
Right, and I'm like trying to make sure I get our show done, and I had some other things that I needed to do, and then I checked with the producer for the 2 p.m. show that I do, and I said, "Is everything okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, but you're not doing the 2 p.m. And that's what I was texting you about. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, so-and-so is because you're doing the 9 p.m.
But did you end up doing the 2 p.m.?
Yes, because I was like, there's no way. I'm not. This was at like 11:45. I'm like, there's no way I'm going back home.
No.
Then coming back. And the thing is, we have so many schedule changes and stuff. And so, like, it's not anyone's fault. I mean, the great thing is, which I really appreciate you doing, telling me when you're going to be off or vice versa.
I actually asked you about the wrong Monday because, so my teeth, do you know I have a teeth problem?
Wait, it's always been me with the teeth problem. So your teeth are perfect. What happened?
No, I grind them and potentially brush too hard. And now I have these, like, I forget exactly what they're called, but it's more of like a cosmetic issue.
Okay.
But anyway, I need to get them fixed. And it's, you can't really see them. It's more like in the back, but it's like driving me nuts.
Oh.
And so I had my cousins look at my teeth when I was with them a couple weeks ago because they're dentists. And they're like, you should probably, instead of just wearing a retainer, you need to get a mouth guard to prevent me from even grinding my teeth. And they're like, you really should brush with your left hand or like just go really lightly.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I have these like, I don't know, it looks like an exposed bone on my tooth. It's really weird. It's
from grinding. Yeah, I have a grinding issue too, and I have a mouth guard, which I don't wear.
Yeah.
But
I wear my retainers, which I thought were serving as like a mouth guard in a way, but I think I need something even more.
Well, when you grind your teeth, which is not good, and a lot of people do that, it's like putting 300 pounds of pressure apparently on your tooth the way that we do it. That's why sometimes you may wake up with your jaws hurting. And you have those headaches.
Yeah.
So that's why. So I have the same
mine thing. Is like I push forward, so my front teeth push, or my bottom teeth push my front teeth, and then that part of my mouth hurts.
Oh, dang.
I hate that.
Well, yes. Well, anyway, we get so busy, so even like I'm going to be off tomorrow, and, you know, you forget too, and it's like, remember, you know, I'll be off tomorrow. So it just like helps because we don't have like there's only three of us, me, her, and Anthony. So, you know, we usually have to do the other person's job whenever the other person is off. So it's nice to know.
Well, everything worked out. It's
everything
fine.
Did We're work here. Out. And then I stepped out of the car today where I park. You know where I park.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this card here?
A card?
It was a card. And there was like a receipt attached to it. And so at first I just like walked away. And then I was like, wait, maybe it's like money or something. It turns out it's a gift card. I wanted to show you what it is. And I told our boss about it. It's an exotic adult store.
Were they on one of the shows? Like, were they on the Nightcap or Isaiah?
I have no idea who it is, but how am I supposed to go about this? Like, somebody has some money on this card.
What?
And so, do we send an email out? When I say we, I mean, I'm not sending this out.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, what did our boss say to do?
He was just laughing and he was like, I'm not sending this out. Like, you know, usually someone loses an earring or something. And
this is a great way to get the word out. Hey, newsroom, if anybody lost their exotic gift card,
please come see me.
The adult superstore, it is at Rashi's desk.
It's at my desk.
Wow.
I don't even need to know. You could just pick it up from my desk.
Wow.
This is how we're going to announce this because I didn't want to write an email.
That's very smart to use our show to share this story and get this word
especially
out there.
Especially with how uncomfortable I get with
that
all of this.
That is so crazy. Now, I could see maybe if they came on, like I said, one of the late night shows.
This is in the back. This is like, you know where I park in the back.
Yeah, which like is nobody. No one parks there. They would park out front.
I don't know.
So interesting. I don't think anyone will claim it. I think whoever car it fell out of or whoever that is, they're just gonna be like,
well, it's a because I looked in the back, it's a membership.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm
it has not, no one's name on it.
No, I haven't looked at the receipt, but it's
you gotta look at the receipt.
Well, no, because it's kind of like faded too, and I was just like all grossed out about all of that because I don't know who.
You know, it's interesting to me that, you know, people would still go to those types of stores, being that we have this thing called the internet and it could provide a bit more discrepancy.
Yeah, but what would happen if you bought something, okay, and then it has your name on it, and then it's like ends up at the wrong place?
Yeah, you got to be careful about your exotic store gift cards.
Things, or, yes. Well,
credit cards or whatever that is.
I told, whew. I'm just going to say it out there, Tony, one of our directors, who's crazy. It's like, hey, Tony, is this yours? He's like, no, I already got 10% off. Like, okay, all right. But yeah, so that's what I found. And, you know, this really is talking to everyone in our newsroom that probably may park there.
No judgment by Rashi. You can
not at all.
Up her desk.
We don't even need to talk about it. You just pick it up my desk and then you just go about your day and we'll leave it at
Do
that.
Do you ever think about like the people that you're around every day? Not like, I mean, I love everybody that we work with. They're all great people.
Yeah.
But like the hidden things about people that like you're with all the time that you wouldn't know, like... Like, what if someone, like, goes to this store regularly? Like, how we go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if someone's just a
Which
freak?
Which is fine, but it's just funny because when you know people in a professional setting, it's kind of like when you meet your coworkers out at the bar
yeah.
or, like, for something fun outside of work. Like, you really get to see the real yes. them.
There are people here that I know, and they've said this themselves, and I see it, that they're two different people. They're somebody at work, and then they're totally different outside. And they'll say it themselves, like, I can't be this way, and say, you know what. But, like, I think for both of us, we are the same people at work that we are outside.
Yeah.
There's nothing different,
because
really.
Because for us, truly, we are still Rashi and Caroline when we're out in Houston.
It's the same thing.
Do you know what? But, like, to the public and to people that follow us mm-hmm. on social media. So like we really, if you enter into a career where you're putting yourself out there, or if you're putting yourself out there on the internet, you can't be acting in ways which would reflect poorly on you because so many people know
yes.
you or know who you are or know where you work.
And I've often wondered, like, you know, we don't put it all out there in terms of like personal life and stuff like that, but we do just put out our true selves out there. But there are people who don't do that because they want to protect that part of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think with us, like you're saying, like what you see on this show, what you see on the 5 o'clock news when we're like bantering or talking
yes.
about lighter things
mm-hmm.
is actually who we are in real life.
Yes.
I mean, we're not all that much different. I mean, maybe me and you can, we get into like our little, you know, negative Nancy moments.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean,
other than that,
more.
We're pretty...
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah, I think we're, yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's
and
how
I think
it should be.
Faking things is not good. Photoshopping things is not good, which brings me to my next story.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
I have not.
Your favorite family, the Kardashians.
I haven't. Oh my gosh.
Girl,
what happened?
What happened? Come on. So Kris Jenner has accidentally stepped into a new internet debacle after the Kardashian star shared a photo of herself in open-toed shoes to the Instagram. Eagle-eyed fans raise questions about what could be going on with her left foot. Look closer. I zoomed in. So this photo, see? Let me, first of all, your feet don't look like that. Like, doesn't it look like she has a sixth toe?
Oh, my God.
Yes, and if you're old, like, okay, I have veins. Like, you can't have... Look at this one. This looks like a sixth toe. For real. Look, because it just looks like such a bad Photoshop done. Like, go a little closer there.
Why would you Photoshop your feet?
Because so that it looks not wrinkly and veins. Oh. That looks like a perfect foot, right? And then
like
you see,
it looks like a really young foot.
Yes, like a young foot. The same thing you said, like, you know, we talked about
the
her facelift and the hands, and now it's with her feet. So alongside the stylist pick, she's only 69 years old. Now, in this, she wrote Oscar de la Renta for my mom's 91st birthday lunch.
Okay, if you're concerned about your feet, like, why wouldn't you just wear closed-toed shoes? That's
I don't
so
know.
So weird.
But people have been like, does she have six toes or am I tripping? Some say it's the beige or the neutral
yeah.
in her, but it doesn't look, it looks like it's a sixth toe.
Oh, weird.
But those don't even look like real feet, really. I mean, our feet don't even look like I have veins, like you know.
That's, you know what? Aging feet, holy crap. It's like I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't be zooming in so much, but I can see why people would scrutinize every little thing. But isn't that crazy?
It does look like six toes.
That is not what a 69-year-old's foot would look like.
No.
Our feet don't look like that.
No.
You have a little blue or something. You know what I'm saying?
I really, like, you really see it on my feet. I do have, like, pigmented, just veiny.
But you can see some, you know, something going on.
Yeah.
Not just like a Barbie foot, like plastic. That's what that looks like. Can we show it again? I don't know if we can show it, but it just looks like a plastic foot.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, she definitely face-tuned the crap out of that or something.
Or maybe had surgery.
Maybe.
You know, you're talking about that.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh, wow, I'm under. Why don't you do my feet? Oh, wow. Wow.
Like, my 5-year-old's foot looks like that.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Smooth.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I saw this picture, too, and
you're probably like, comment, know, looking fabulous.
Totally. Like, I don't tend to, like, scrutinize photos unless I really notice something, but I get the comments. I get it.
I understand, too, because when you are this influential, you have to know that it comes with the territory to be scrutinized this way. Not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that this is going to happen.
She looks great, though.
She does, so, and she's confident.
Almost 70 years old.
Yep.
Keep it up, Chris. Even if you have to Photoshop a little. No, just kidding.
It's a lot of it.
Just wear closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, pumps would have looked cute with that outfit.
Yeah.
But they probably weren't Oscar de la Renta pumps that she had. These are probably, you know, match the designer. I think they have stylists and everything that was probably like, oh, my gosh, open toe.
And whoever
shoes.
Came up with pumps, also, like, our human feet are not supposed to be in closed-toed shoes.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
It's
our
so
feet
ridiculous.
Are supposed to be, like, obviously those shoes would look hideous. Like a squared toe, but our feet aren't supposed to be triangular.
I would love to just like make all the guys who work on air or like our fiance's husbands to like just the whole day do pumps and just to show them how it feels.
Yes.
Because it's not easy. Like get them ones that are their size and wear them all day.
And see what that's like.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it would be so great. I know we've seen people do like the pregnant bellies.
Yes.
They'll strap them on guys to like show the guys how it feels. They need to do the pumps.
The pumps, I think, would be a much more realistic than the strap-on with the thing because that, I mean,
it's much different to have something on you like a backpack.
Well, it's growing on you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like this external.
Oh, and we should make them wear shapewear.
Yes. And makeup.
Yes.
Just to see how uncomfortable it is to be.
Sometimes I get home and my whole body is just itchy.
Yeah.
My face, like, it just feels disgusting with that makeup on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How many times do you wash your face?
Twice, really.
Well, I do it 3 times now.
Do
just
you?
To get everything. Yeah, because I hate when I'm, like, you know, wiping and then there's, like, still some left or whatever.
Well, even today, and I try to be so good about getting my eye makeup off because I know that's really bad for your eyes. I woke up today, might as well have been a raccoon. And it was like, because you get tired when you go home. So, well, I washed my face twice. I guess I should have taken another makeup remover thing and done my eyes again, but I didn't. And I'm like, this is not good.
It's a whole thing. It's so crazy.
It's so late at night when I get home. And the last thing I want to take it off on my face, but the whole process is like, ugh.
But if there was something, if there was like a balm or a something that really would take it all off.
And the balms don't work. Like the makeup remover.
Even
bombs,
makeup removers, all that stuff. You still have to do it.
Multiple times.
You have to do it.
Maybe that's what I'll create.
That is what you should.
Like one that actually.
The Caroline cleanser.
That goes like. Because I use the. Yes.
Yes.
Because people come at me about using the makeup wipes. They're like, you're pulling and tugging on your face. I'm like, I'm doing the same thing with the cleansing balm.
Maybe it could be like a foam and then it just like does its thing for 20 seconds and then you can just wipe it off.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know.
That's where we're at. We'll be right back.
This is crazy and weird.
What?
Story.
Okay.
Because I've been all over this today.
All right. So Instagram has this new feature allowing users to share their locations with friends. So here's what you do. You choose who to share your location with, and you can turn that feature off at any time. And some say this looks a lot like Snapchat Snap Map. You can also use the Instagram map to find places local creators are talking about in their videos.
Okay, look, these social media sites, they're sneaky. They'll just like turn this on for everyone or whatever, or you'll like wake up one day and you'll have friends texting you like, hey Caroline, how come I can see your location on your Snapchat? Like, what, how?
Wait, is this already turned on though?
Some people, I swear, I was looking today, I couldn't even find this feature, but okay. I'm keeping an eye on it because this is what social media does. It just, they change things and then all of a sudden your location is out there.
Yeah.
It's just not good. Why do we need this? Why do we need a map on Snapchat that shows you where you are and everything? Like, why?
I didn't realize, I've never shared my location before. I've done it on like Google Maps or something because like we were on a road trip and just so my mom knew where we were or how far
Doesn't
we were.
Doesn't she just have your location all the time?
Mm-mm.
Why? Oh my God, me, I track my mom all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I track my sister, they track me. We're tracking each other all day.
That's what I was gonna say is I never.
Yeah, like if my mom's not answering, I'm immediately on my phone and looking at her location on her Apple Maps. And I'm like, okay, like she's still in the hospital, like working, or oh, it looks like she's teaching at her college class right now. That's why she's ignoring me. Or with my sister, she loves to sleep. She won't answer her phone or whatever. Got so it. We'll go in and look at her location. We're like, she's in her apartment.
Got
like,
it.
Like, constantly.
I guess I've never gotten to that step. Well, with the kids, I...
Oh, you will. Yeah.
But I feel like that's something I would do next. Like,
yeah.
Just to know, especially with
I can't remember exactly how... My sister surprised my mom for one of her birthdays. And I think somehow it had to involve... Lexi turning her location off, but doing it when I was holding my mom's phone so that my mom didn't see my sister's location got shut off. Like, it was the whole, like
a sneaky thing.
Yeah, because, and then it had to be shut off, like, right before she went to the airport to fly home. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, like, if we ever have to surprise my mom again, it would have to be one of those things, like my dad would have to be like holding her phone and we'd have to coordinate it to then shut the location off and it'd be a whole ordeal. Yeah.
But do you share location with friends?
I have in the past. Yeah. Like when I was living in Fresno, I wasn't in a relationship most of that time. So my location was shared with Kara and with like a couple other people just for like my own safety.
Well, no, because just on, I used to watch Vanderpump Rules a lot, and they would talk about how like, oh, his location, he's there, and they had like their 15 friends knew where each other was at all time. But it was
for
like
the drama.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, mine was like it's not like Kara was like creeping on my location.
No, but that a safety thing is different. But like, why would you do that? And then like you saw that two people were in the same location that shouldn't have been in the same location at like 3 a.m. Like, why would you? This just seems so.
That's a good plot. Maybe they were like told to, but still.
Maybe,
but I do have, Connor has my location. I guess I have his, but his is like, I guess it works. I don't know. I don't really check his location because he usually like answers his phone and texts me. So there's really no reason why I would need to check his location. I'm not a psychopath. However, this weekend I will be checking on his location and keeping tabs on his Venmo account. So...
Connor, let's do good. Let's do really good.
He's on a boys trip.
Yeah.
If he spends more than 1 hour in that casino.
Oh, yes. We have a time limit on the casino.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's for his own good.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. Caroline loves Buc-ee's.
I do.
She really likes Buc-ee's. I think Buc-ee's is great, too.
Have you ever had one of those brisket breakfast tacos?
Yes, they're all good. Oh. They're all of them are really good.
So good.
They're so good. You know why I don't like Buc-ee's. It has nothing to do with the actual place.
I know. It's just too much for her.
It's just...
The ruckus.
Yeah. It's just that when you live close to one, you're like, get upset. Because Buc-ee's are usually like on your way to a road trip, which is why I have like a negative this thing. But it's all in my mind. Buc-ee's is actually
And
great.
Also, I feel like you like more of like an aesthetic type of place to go, not like...
A beaver.
Buc-ee's.
No, but Buc-ee's is great. My kids love it. We love it. I love the restaurant.
Have you ever had their fudge?
I've had all of it, and
okay,
it's
I've
delicious.
Never had their fudge,
it's
and I'm
so
like,
good.
I gotta try that.
Yes, their car wash is awesome. Their
car
shopping
wash.
Is great.
I've been to the car wash.
It's great. It's awesome. I love it. It's just that I live close to one, and I don't like that because
we actually want to get something Buc-ee's to put in the welcome bags for. you know, yes. for all of our guests, because so many are coming from out of the state of Texas and they mm-hmm. know of Buc-ee's. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have yes. to like get something.
You should just get like a thing of beaver nuggets.
Yeah. That's what yeah. I was thinking. That'd be cool, huh?
Okay, so the toilet's the number one thing because they're so clean all the time. But did you know that now your pit stop could smell even better?
Ooh.
The Texas-based Mega Travel Stop is rolling out a new beaver nugget scented air freshener.
With poopery or whatever it's called?
I don't know. But it's made to smell just like their famous sweet snack and keep your car or your bathroom road trip ready.
Wow.
You can grab it in store or online. Just try not to eat it.
To be honest, this would be a great thing to put in the welcome bag. This would be hilarious. This would be so funny.
The smell thing?
Yes.
Like this with, is what, yeah.
Because you're in a nuggets. Hotel.
Yeah.
And you're like eating and drinking.
Oh, I get it. And then the smell of the nuggets.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sorry, I just don't think it's a good idea, but I'm trying to.
I know. It's just like, it's funny to me. See, that's my, see, this is where my sense of humor is just, it wouldn't come across well to all the guests. You'd be like, really? But you're okay with the beaver nuggets.
Yes,
okay.
The beaver nuggets beaver are great. Nuggets. I just we'll don't want my car nuggets. To smell like beaver nuggets.
I'm going to have to go and buy like probably 50 bags of beaver nuggets. They're going to be like, what are you doing with all these?
No, you get the beaver nuggets and then you have a little sash.
Yeah, like, we are doing the sashes, but I want the Buc-ee logo on something. I don't want to break them
couldn't
up.
Couldn't you get Buc-ee stickers?
Maybe. Yeah, they probably have those.
To put on the little bags or something? But I mean, if you take a whole bag, yeah.
A whole bag would
yeah,
be...
Yeah, a whole bag would be nice, yeah.
Are you lying?
No, I think... I just don't understand the balloons and the beaver nuggets.
For the welcome, okay, they're going to get a bag that's going to have, like, your hangover cure in there. It's going to
okay,
have,
okay, well, like, that would be a good part of hangover
my
cure.
My favorite chocolate from home. It's going to have, like, our favorite nuts from Fresno, but then okay. we need something Texas.
Okay, then I think beaver nuggets is good. Or the fudge. But the fudge might not hold
if
up.
You can think of anything else that's, like, Texas that can go in these bags, let me know. That's more aesthetic than beaver nuggets or poop spray.
Oh my God, my hands are all right. Thank you so much, friends. We hope you have an awesome day. And we love you.
You're not getting a bag in your room.
So uncomfortable talking about this lying. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if this is a good idea.